This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Robert Greece, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Ken Z. How are you, Ken?
We're good, Robert.
And Ken is the CEO of Fortinet, which is the world's largest cybersecurity-focused firm. But also, we'll be talking later in the interview, he had two other companies, and one of them, NetScreen, actually sold for, which you found it sold for $4 billion years ago. So we'll talk later in the interview about growing a business successfully, as this is your third business. But let's talk about a word that is on all CEOs' minds, cybersecurity. What is the current state of cybersecurity today?
Yes, cybersecurity is starting to become more and more important. You can see the growing of the industry. Compared to when I started in this space like 24, 25 years ago, it's really grown probably like 10 times the size now. And also become the top issue every CEO need to address, especially we see three trends, right? So the first, we see traditionally the border security no longer effect. That's where traditionally only need to secure the internet connection. Now a lot of security come from internal. So you really need to deploy the internal segmentation. So that's very, very important. Second is also security also the management cost is very, very high. Whether you need to add some security expert there or you need to have so many different devices to manage. So how to reduce the management cost and also make it better, easy, more secure, and consolidate some different function devices together is other trend happening in the industry. So we started as we call the UTM, Unified Threat Management, and we feel that's the future of the cybersecurity space, integrate, manage together. And then the third one, also security tend to be very costly, and also they're very slow. If it's too costly, too slow, no performance, that's also become broken. So you really need to find a way to make sure security not affect your effectiveness of the infrastructure you build to help in make the business better. So that there's a few things happening in the space right now.
And you were telling me before that because of the foundation of how the internet was originally structured, we are now facing more and more problems. Talk about how cybersecurity is really changing.
Yeah, I think that's where when the internet built it up like 40, 50 years ago, even for 40, 50 years, today they're still using the same protocol and the same structure, and that's where they only address the connection. They don't address the user level, the application level, the content level. It's more like when you go to airport, they only check your ticket, not even matching, hey, whether it's the same person hold a ticket or not. They also don't check your luggage or security, what's the intention. So that's where today's internet. So the next level, they really need to address what's the content, what's the application, what's the user behind. That's where we call whether the internet 2.0, that's where the security come in. Beside the connection, they really need to check the content side, whether it's content you need, and also what's the user behind, what's the device behind, and also what's the application behind. So that's where above the connection level, which need to be addressed.
How many breaches are there?
Oh, we deal with about 50 million potential breach per day.
50 million
yes.
per day, potential breach.
Potential breach, because we have over 2.5 million devices deployed, 40 gig security devices deployed globally. You can see how many potential threats we have to deal with every day, but it's a bigger issue now.
How specifically do you help solve for organizations and for CEOs cybersecurity risk?
First, they need to make it high priority, and they need to understand where the risk is, right? So how to protect, and if really the breach happened, how to deal with it, and also how to deal with internal security, move beyond the traditional like internet border security. So that's where the CEO need to aware the security risk and how to protect their most critical important data. So what's the most valuable information they have, and how this being protected, and what happened if breach happened.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Ken Zee, who is the founder, CEO, and chairman of Fortinet, which is the world's largest cybersecurity company. You mentioned before that many of the breaches come internally. What should organizations be thinking in terms of how to protect themselves when so many come internally?
They need to protect their most valuable data and server, whether you call it internal segmentation. That's the new trend, because traditionally the firewall only deploy where internet connection is. Like company have maybe a few internet connection, they deploy a few firewall to protect that border. But nowadays with the mobile device, with a lot of compromised like a laptop or some other device, and they can bypass that connection and have the threat come inside the company without going to the internet connection. So that's where the internal segmentation, secure the server, secure the data source is starting to get so critical. That's the challenge today's the CEO, the IT professional facing. It's in very high speed environment, and at the same time need to be up to the latest security threat protection.
I've heard that now that many of the enterprises are using many security vendors. Is that the trend going forward?
That's also changing because in security, the management cost is very, very high. Two reasons. There's too many devices to manage, and also they need a lot of secure experts in different areas to protect from the email server to the web server to the internal virus intrusion, some other part. You really need to consolidate like multiple devices into a single one, management together. So that's kind of helping better secure and reduce management costs. At the same time, also like working with the service provider and have all these consolidated together is the trend, is the key.
Which people in the organization should be most involved? We obviously, the CEOs always tell me this is top of mind for them. After they want to grow the company, they need it secure, and they're concerned about this deeply. Next is IT. Are there other people, be it the board, be it marketing, the CFO?
Yeah, definitely the board also need to have some expert in this area.
So you're saying the board should actually have someone internally who has background on this, on their board?
Yeah, to address, because that's where whether the shareholders and other, a lot of time raise the concern. So if it's happened, the breach happened in company, how their value being protected. So that's where the board level need to have someone to deal with the issue when things come up. And at the same time, internally, we also starting to see some trend of separate CIO and CSO, because CIO is supposed to be protect to build infrastructure to make business more effective, right? And the CSO has the
job. Is that the chief security officer?
The chief security officer, chief information officer. Because sometimes they have a little bit conflict, because when you're building a lot lot of like infrastructure to be more efficient, sometimes the security risk may increase also. So that's where how to make sure has some balance among security and also the new infrastructure more productive. That's also starting to see some trend happening. So the CISO and the CIO may need to have a separate role happening today.
And how is the cloud impacting this, or is that not really impacting cybersecurity as much?
They do, especially the mobile device. A lot of application move to the cloud, and also for a lot of company, they have also a lot of application go to the cloud. So that's where working with the cloud provider, working with the carrier, where the data, the telecom company, which they own the data now, no longer part of the company infrastructure, they deal with traffic anymore. So that's also important, whether the carrier service provider and also the cloud provider make sure they have the security protection infrastructure up to date. It's very important.
Okay, we're about to take a break. We're with Ken Z, who is the founder, CEO, and chairman, I believe, of Fortinet, which is the world's largest cybersecurity organization. When we come back, we're going to talk about, one, how you build that innovation into your organization, and then, two, he's had great successes, and how specifically you can help grow your organization.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
defend your life with Extendo Vite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of our business environment. And we're here today with Ken Z, who is the founder and CEO of Fortinet, the world's largest cybersecurity company. So I want to ask you about your thoughts on growing an organization that has great innovation built into its DNA and what you do specifically to achieve that.
We started Fortinet in 2000, almost 16 years now, and this is my third company in the same space. I started my first company in 92-93 when I still studied at Stanford, and then the second company in S-Green, 96-97, then later been sold, and then this is third company. I feel we're in the right space, the right time, and the location, the team also great. Because you can see the internet and the network security has a huge growing demand in the last 20-30 years. And on the other side, the cybersecurity also is a very dynamic space. They keep in changing. You need to keep up the innovation every year because we see some bigger company also try to play in the space. They keep acquiring company, even acquire my previous company. But if you don't keep up the innovation, and then you're starting falling behind how the space, how the trend going, and then starting losing the market share. So that's where it's very important in this space, the innovation, and always keep update all the technology.
And you focus on patents. You involve your employees.
Yes, we have over, just in this network security space, we have over 300 issued and other 250 pending, probably 5 times larger than our other competitors. So that's where we feel it's very important to encourage the employee, the team, keep up the innovation.
And you're, by trade, you're an engineer. So your thinking goes in terms of patents and solutions.
Yeah, we always feel we need to deliver the best technology product to really helping the customer, helping the partner. That's also our strength. We feel because somehow my background, I'm not originally trained to be the business side, whether the MBA or some other part, and grew up as an engineer, that's I feel we just leverage what we do best, build the best technology, best product.
Actually, your parents are both professors, and they wanted you to be a professor. Now you're a very successful CEO. How do you think they feel about that?
That's always an interesting topic in the family, because they even named me and my brother as the school they teach in there, and that's where you can see their dream really be become a professor teaching in the same university, but we end up start the business side. That's where but I just see somehow the internet is so amazing, and we just love the space when I study and Stanford. It's all come from helping 20 some years ago, helping some companies set up the internet connection. Originally, never think about to start a business, and but once I get 20-30 company internet, all need helping from time to time, and then we start in form the company and come from there. But over the last like 20 some years, we see this is amazing space internet, and so we just dedicating this space and keeping building the technology, which we feel long term can really change in the landscape of the space. Like we're the only company building the ASIC chip for the network security. Eventually, we feel this can also help in address the Internet 2.0 issue, like how to deal with the content, the application, the user in a very high speed and low cost environment.
And you have 4,200 employees right now. How do you? What's your leadership philosophy on managing so many employees?
It's really the team.
4,400. Pardon me. You keep growing.
Yeah, every quarter we add 200-300 people. So that's where it's a work as a team is very important. I was trained to be a professional volleyball player when I was young, and you can see. When you play the team sports, the team is quite important.
I heard you actually tried out for the Olympics or something?
Yeah, that's the other part. I hope can be played professionally, but it's, my parents trying to say, hey, go to college.
Other than going to college, was there any key advice that your parents gave you that you said, this stays with me, this is systemic to my belief system?
Even I was go to some direction they may not originally thinking of, as, but they still gave me the best support. Hey, if you like this way, even they not be the path they go through, and they gave me very good support, and that's where I feel thank you for them. And at the same time, they always set a good example, like keeping learning and never give up. And also when we start in building something, make sure you focus on and dedicate in that area, not keeping changing. We feel that's also very important if you want to be successful in some area, and keep up the dedication and also keep up the learning is quite important.
That's good to keep up the learning. Did that help you when you started NetScreen? You sold for $4 billion several years after.
That's also why I learned a lot from that company, field of experience, and especially we see how this the industry keeping evolving, keeping changing, right? So that's where and that also helping when we started building Fortinet. We also see NetScreen. There's a very good part really. We were the first company try to build in the firewall into the ASIC chip, some technology there. This is pretty good technology. But on the other side, we also feel we can do better, more long-term to change the industry. That's how we started building Fortinet, and which deal with the content application and the user-level security.
We've about 1 minute left. I want to ask you about the Internet of Things and what will the future of Fortinet be?
We feel going forward, the security and also internet probably more need to deal with in the higher layer, the user content application layer. When deal with like IoT, some other connected device, how to using the technology like from the ASIC, the internal segmentation, and the user application content security is very, very important. That's where security is really, we see it's a security fabric. It's really you need to have a multiple technology working together and weave together like a fabric and helping to manage and reduce the cost, keeping at efficiency, and also at the same time keeping the security up to date.
Well, I like that word, the fabric, and I want to thank you very much, Ken. It's been a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you, Robert.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
series on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Neil Sample, who is the President of Enterprise Growth at American Express. And we also have my co-host, Albert Rees, and we are going to talk a lot about customer experience, but the first thing I want to ask you is, enterprise growth is a very different type group than most organizations have. Talk about what it is.
Sure. Enterprise growth was founded by our CEO about 5 years ago with the mission to fulfill on the promise that we become the company that disrupts itself. American Express is at 165-year history of reinvention. That if you were a linear thinker, American Express starting in the freight forwarding business to becoming a commerce company and payments-related company probably wouldn't be obvious how you get from point A to point B. And we've done that over time through a cycle of continuous reinvention. So going from freight forwarding to traveler's checks to charge and credit to the mass affluent, and now with enterprise growth, focusing a bit more on the mass market. So what enterprise growth represents are two things. One, a series of products that are designed for new markets and new customers within American Express. But at the same time, it's almost a challenge to the company itself that this is a period of reinvention, of extension of our products and our markets, but also our brand and our promise. And so we exist to not only, again, incubate and develop new things, but also to help bring the company forward.
And so in a 165-year-old company, how do you really create a culture of innovation?
Well, it starts at the top. And again, you have to be willing to disrupt yourself. So when Ken says, we want to be the company that will disrupt ourselves, he takes that very, very seriously. We have innovation forums at the company where we look to our employees to actually bring forward ideas to us. We have incubation and lab types programs that you'll find within enterprise growth, for example. And there is a real focus on, again, where is the puck going? What are the next opportunities? It's not about where we are today, but it's where we expect the market to be in 5 years, in 10 years, where we expect our customer expectations to change and how we can fulfill them now. And so, again, it's really about a message of innovation and a story of being willing to disrupt ourselves that starts all the way from the top and moves all the way through the entire pyramid of the organization.
So Neil, you're using agile development pretty aggressively within enterprise growth. Talk to us about agile development and how it's helping enterprise growth operate more efficiently and effectively.
Sure. You know, when I got here a few years ago, we used what was called waterfall development. And it's a fairly classic process. It has been used for a lot of years, really started in the construction industries, especially in things like building submarines. In those processes, the cost of getting something wrong is very, very high. But you got to get the hull right, you got to get the engine in first, and all the parts need to line up from myriad suppliers, myriad subcontractors. However, what we do is a little different. We work on consumer products that at the end of the day are ultimately powered by technology, whether it's the technology that our network runs on or the technology that a consumer might use online, paying their bills or using an application. And so the ability to change your product very, very rapidly is there. The same thing wasn't true of building a skyscraper or building a submarine. And so what we've done is we've evolved our way of working to what we call agile. And so agile is a contrast to waterfall. But what we found at American Express is that it goes beyond just the software delivery, beyond just the bits and bytes that compose the products that we use. And we actually manage our entire business that way. And so our product managers are agile, our developers, our technologists are agile, but our business folks are agile as well. And we found that that's a way that not only can we be as responsive as possible to our customer needs, very short development cycles, but what's interesting is it allows us to test and learn very, very quickly. So it allows us to, for example, put a potential product out there in 2 weeks, and 2 weeks later start having feedback on whether or not we think it's the right direction to go, and so very, very quickly make decisions through a test and learn philosophy.
Going down a slightly different path here, the term financial inclusion, is that yours?
Well, financial inclusion is a very broad term. What it means is that we really want to take a look at our society in the United States and look at and ensure that folks are that they aren't being disenfranchised, that they have the same opportunities, that there's essentially a level playing field from a financial perspective. The reason, though, that it's important to what we do is that American Express has traditionally been known as an affluent brand, as an exclusive brand. But one of the things we're doing in enterprise growth is that we're actually taking a more broader perspective. We're focused on becoming, instead of an exclusive brand, an inclusive brand. Instead of being exclusively mass affluent, we're also taking a look at sort of the mass market. And so for us, financial inclusion means bringing everybody along, not only to their own end, but bringing them all along within American Express. And so the way that's materialized in enterprise growth is a real extension of our portfolio. So while we'll still have our signature card lines, things like the Platinum card and the Centurion card, you'll also find now that you could go into a Walmart and get a prepaid American Express reloadable card right off the rack. And that's a very different product and one that greatly extends not only our value promise, but our brand in a pretty significant way.
So following that a little bit, you're charged with innovation and driving innovation for American Express. Financial inclusion probably includes people you don't do business with today. How do you connect with that community of potential customers and understand what their needs are?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are two things. The first thing is to actually be where they are. And in order to be where the customers are, we have actually created, for example, the largest free cash reload network in the U.S., a lot of these places are pharmacies and drugstores and typical retailers. As I mentioned before, we're available in Walmart, we're available in CVS, but we're also available online. So we are where our customers are. We're where those customers are shopping, where they're carrying out their daily activities. And so that was the first thing, was placement. The second thing, though, is the ability to listen to them. We wanted to get the feedback from those customers. And so for our products like Serve and Bluebird, all of them are actually activated online. They're email verified, and they're essentially paperless products. And what that means is we have a digital relationship with those customers. And as they use our applications, as they use our web experiences and so on, we have opportunities to essentially hear what they're saying, both by what they tell us directly when they give us feedback in forums or when they call in or when they speak to us in their own voice, or when they tell us implicitly through their behaviors. We see features that they like and features that they don't. We see features that resonate and we see features that don't. And by listening to that implicit signal that you get in a digital environment, we can rapidly change our own products to respond to what the customers are telling us, either directly or through their behaviors.
And then thinking about your current customer base, I'm assuming you're able to get information and use that information to drive innovation within the existing customer base too.
Absolutely. One of the things that we found is that the lessons that we're learning here are actually exportable to the entire business. Conversely, American Express has had a long history and a strong reputation for service. And we knew that we needed to maintain that service incentive and that reputation as we built these new products. But in delivering that service and delivering new products, we learned a lot about what it meant for folks to live their financial lives on a product, and it gave us some information. It told us a bit about our features. And so while Bluebird and Serve were initially digital-only products, what we've also seen recently is a relaunch, for example, of the American Express core application. And a lot of the things that we've learned are now available there. And so we find that both groups are benefiting, both the existing customer base and the new customer base, and they're benefiting from what we've learned from each.
About 30 seconds to break. When you're innovating, what is it that American Express would never capitulate on?
Well, there are a couple of things. First is essentially our brand promise, that as American Express, we think about our promise to our customer to deliver value and to deliver service as inviolate, that we're not going to do it on the cheap, and that ultimately any product that we deliver to market has to deliver value to our customer and has to fulfill on that promise of service.
Okay, we're about to take a break, and we're with Neil Sample, who is the president of Enterprise Growth for American Express. When we come back, Neil is a brilliant guy in terms of technology in the future, and that's what we're going to talk about. Back in a few.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, ICOM Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Robert Reese and Albert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're speaking today with Neil Sample, who is the President of Enterprise Growth at American Express. So let's talk about the direction that the world is going in. How would you say the digital world will change over the next 5 years? And 5 years is a big window.
That is a long time in the digital space. The thing I would say has changed the most recently and will continue to evolve very, very quickly is the notion of real time and essentially always on. So it used to be, if you rolled back the clock to the 1980s, even the 1990s and the early 2000s, you know, as American Express, we might only see our customers when they were actually at the point of sale. When they moved to a terminal, they were making a purchase. And then in a very analog way, we would mail them a bill. We would mail them a statement that was on paper. And they'd probably write a check and mail it back to us. And so we really weren't part of their commerce journey. We weren't available all of the time. And there wasn't really a two-way street for communication. But the thing that I see changing for us and for the rest of the industry is essentially this ubiquity, the availability of things everywhere, essentially being always on, and then the ability to get real-time feedback. So one of the things that we've done that's an example of this is the notion of the fraud alert. It used to be that at American Express, there might be a concern that there's, let's say, an out-of-pattern purchase. We used to have to then potentially turn off a card or try to make a phone call to a consumer who may or may not be available because they're at their home phone. But one of the things we can do now is we can actually send a text immediately to that consumer, and they can actually reply in real time to say, yes, in fact, this is me. I am making this charge or this purchase. Or they can say, no, it's not. And we can instantly solve for that consumer's potential friction right then. And that's an amazing difference that from a fraud perspective, you couldn't have imagined solving the problem even 10 years ago in a meaningful way. And from a customer convenience perspective, it's actually a real satisfier. It turns out they understand that actually we're watching and we see in real time what's going on, and it's really comforting to know that that type of security, even when you're making the purchase, is there and is in defense of that customer.
This is Robert Reese and Albert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're speaking today with Neil Sample, the President of Enterprise Growth at American Express. We speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America, and I want to ask you, when you talk about smart risk, you had a fascinating background where you had your PhD from Stanford in computer science, then you even did work with the CIA. Talk about your insights and leadership philosophy on smart risk.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, risk-taking is important, actually, in all business. It's the kind of thing that we don't always think about. We always think that, well, we must be taking risk, and we can't be taking too much risk, but it's really hard to know where the right spot is. I think when I encourage my teams to take risk, it's always thoughtful and it's deliberate. But from a philosophical perspective, I encourage larger risk-taking early on. And so from a personal perspective, that can mean when you're younger, be willing to take more risks in your career. If there's less impact if you fail, and there's a potential opportunity at even greater upside. But when you take that same philosophy and you carry it into a product, when you go out with your 1.0 product, you actually have more of an appetite. You can take more chances because you don't have a large installed consumer base that they're actually going to say, oh, this is for me or this isn't for me. You can get some really powerful feedback early. On the other hand, once your product has matured, you've got a large customer base that you've got a relationship with, you've got an obligation to, and they have expectations. And so the risk profile actually changes over time. It narrows. And so I think it narrows over time for products. It narrows over time for people. And so my philosophy on risk is to take big risks early and then essentially be able to narrow your risk funnel over time.
Taking that back, we were just talking a moment ago about the fraud alert. Those are things you continue to bolt on to some of your more mature types of products and offerings. And actually, I've seen those, and it's much better getting that message than having the card shut off when you're sitting somewhere else in the world.
Yep.
You guys, American Express knows probably more about me than anyone else in the world. You know my spending habits, you know my patterns, you know where I am at any point in time. And I've noticed, I get alerts. It's almost a little creepy sometimes. You're here, we have a restaurant nearby, you can use points if you want. Are you aware of this? How is enterprise growth harnessing that data and information to drive some of the innovation that you're looking towards?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. We call it our closed loop advantage. And so for American Express, not only do we know our customers, but we know our merchants very well. And we understand the relationships amongst one another. And what we've been able to do is actually leverage network effects that come from that closed loop advantage. And so the way I think of it is, whenever we add a new product to the portfolio, when Serve and Bluebird came onto the scenes, for example, a couple years ago, they already had the advantages of having that merchant network available, having the acceptance network available. And so even though we might have been seeing a new set of customers, we actually already knew the merchants on the other side. Additionally, when a new merchant comes online, we already know the customers, and we're able to marry those two things together. And so I do think there's a tremendous number of advantages that we have in this closed loop model. We see it in the fraud alerts that you talked about. We know where folks are shopping, and when you shop at a Starbucks in Manhattan, but then we see a flat screen TV charged in Minnesota, we know that there's probably a problem if those happen within a few minutes of one another. That stuff's pretty basic, and we think very, very powerful to what we do. But beyond that, there's customization and there's personal. There are recommendations that we can make, that we can see that you have a particular type of, let's say, eating profile, that you like high-end Italian restaurants. And so as a new one emerges in, say, Manhattan, where we are today, we can make you a recommendation about that. And so I think that closed-loop advantage allows us not only to secure our network and to avoid fraud and to make things more safe and secure, but can also make it a little bit of a better place. You might be able to stumble upon something that you otherwise wouldn't find.
And there we have it, Neil. Great having you on the Customer Experience Show. And everyone out there, just remember, the world in the future, it's going to be about always on. So be prepared.
Or Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.